Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Sabres Live is presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Here's Svechnikov, 2 minutes remaining. Svechnikov with the angle, he scores! The Carolina Hurricanes take the lead with a minute, 59 seconds remaining. The Carolina Hurricanes advance to the Eastern Conference Final. They defeat the Washington Capitals 3-1 tonight. They win the series, 4-1.
Back for Connor, and it's Anthony waiting, shooting, scores! Shifley, Marseille's pass for Connor. Ehlers in front, scores! And there will be a game six as the whiteout prevails for the Jets at home.
Another big night for the home side in Winnipeg, and tonight the Bandits and Amerks are hoping for same in their friendly confines. Welcome in, it's Sabres Live, and Washington season is done. I am mildly wounded at this result. Marty, have been on the Spencer Carberry Capitals train for an awful long time. Yes, they made another big step forward this year, both regular season and playoff-wise, right? They get to round number two. But why does it feel to me that they are a long ways away, if ever, being able to take that next step? I don't know what happens. Like when you see a series loss and then you just go, now what?
Yeah, it's like I have the Sarah McLachlan, "We Will Remember You" song in my head right now. And it's a downer for the Washington Capitals, right? It's like you beat Montreal in the first round. Montreal was, you know, team eight in the Eastern Conference. And you know, yeah, you beat them. They didn't have their number one goaltender. And then you played a real team, a real playoff team in the second round, and you lost in five. And they completely dominated the Carolina Hurricanes, I feel, dominated the Washington Capitals in every aspect of the game, goaltending on. So, yeah, it feels a little, somehow, I feel like the Washington Capitals, who were the third best offense in the regular season this year, third best. Anyway, they were top three. They like completely lost their mojo offensively, and maybe they waited too long to put Beauvillier back up on the top line with Strom and Ovechkin. Beauvillier got the goal that got it going yesterday. Well, unfortunately, they weren't able to keep it going, and they lost it late in the third. But you know, Protos came back. He was banged up. He came back. I don't think Wilson had the same impact. McMichael didn't have the same impact. Pierre-Luc Dubois didn't have the same impact. And then all of a sudden you're like, if Ovechkin doesn't score a ton of goals, is Washington the same team?
Right.
They were good without Ovi in the regular season, but in the playoffs, Ovi had 4 goals in the first round, only 1 in the second round, and there was a big difference. So I feel like they need Ovi to be great again next year for them to have the same type of season that they did have this year.
Well, I mean, probably stupid for me to prematurely put this out, but I've done it before. So shame on me. But I can't imagine that Ovechkin is going to be at the same pace and impact next year. And
we've done that every year for the last three or four years, right?
But there is a reality that will hit at some point. And I don't think Protas was anywhere near proper, healthy, however you want to term it. So that's a 30-goal guy not having an impact. Tom Wilson, as you said, 30-goal guy not having the same impact. Dubois, a funny study in all of this, 0 goals. So hard to accept that. I don't think you were expecting 5, probably 2 or 3 through 10 games, right? Mm-hmm. That keeps him on a comparable pace. He's more of a playmaker, but he's also, as you know, documented, supposed to be more of a shutdown guy. And the thing with Carolina is you can feel like you're shutting them down, but they are are one of the kings of low scoring wins, right? So,
and balanced team. So Washington plays Montreal. Pierre-Luc Dubois is going to shut down Suzuki, Caulfield, Slafkovský. That's his job. So at the end of the day, if you win and Suzuki, Caulfield, Slafkovský don't have the impact, Pierre-Luc Dubois has done a good job. But now you play Carolina. Who do you shut down? Who do you say you have to shut down for you to beat Carolina? There's not one guy. Because you shut down Svechnikov, Au is going to pick it up. You shut down Au, all of a sudden Jordan Staal picks it up. There's like Jordan Staal, his first goal of the playoffs. It's a big goal. It's a big goal. Yeah. It made it 1-1 and got him back in the game. It was a bad goal. But so Dubois' impact against Carolina was diminished because it's not the same. I got to shut down your top line and that will neutralize you.
And this series was a fascinating study of, to a certain extent, roster overhauls / significant tweaks, on-the-fly tweaks, because both, you know, are playoff teams already. But I'm more focused on the blue line. And so from Washington's standpoint, it really couldn't have gone better. Their offseason of change, but you talked through the regular season about how fortunate and healthy they were on the blue line. And then when they lost Fervari, it changed things a little bit.
Yes.
It wasn't the same group of six. But Carolina has also been retooling and masters at this also, right? Like bringing in Goss Despair, bringing in Walker, knowing that more importantly, like what they lost, right? I mean, at the very least, Brett Pesce, but it's
Mikko Rantanen.
But I'm focused on the blue line here. But you know, and even, you know, with Chatfield not playing last night, Nikishin comes in. But there's still a big opportunity for this group to look significantly different next year. Brent Burns moves on.
Yeah.
Dmitry Orlov could move on. I think it's really, really, really interesting to maintain an identity while changing the chess pieces on the table.
Well, I think that Carolina, what we've seen now and what we understand and the way that the Carolina Hurricanes, Rod Brind'Amour and now Eric Tulsky as a GM have done it, is that you're a piece. You're a piece of the puzzle, and that piece does not just fit in one place. It could fit in multiple places. So, yes, they will make significant changes, I think, moving forward, but they do that in season, in games. Like Jackson Blake was playing top line. And all of a sudden, he's fourth line. And then Jack Roslovic is a healthy scratch. And then he's second line center. And you're moving pieces around. Mm-hmm. I think this is a team that understands that every morning you're going to show up to the rink and the lineup could be different. And the players are okay with it. The management is okay with it. It's just that's how we do things here. And it has put a little bit of a scramble on the Washington Capitals. How do we balance this out? Who do we play against? I feel like the Washington Capitals never gotten a rhythm. The games were tight. They were low scoring. They were very tight. But it didn't feel like Washington was the better team at any moment in this series. Mm-hmm. Like the shot attempts, the shots, it was always on Carolina's side. And I get, you know, it's Carolina. That's the way they played. Mm-hmm. And I also get that in yesterday's game, Carolina wins 3-1. There was an empty net, so it's a 2-1 game. Both goals were bad goals given up by Logan Thompson.
Yep.
So Carolina wins the game, wins the series in a game where you say Carolina was the better team. but their two goals were bad goals. Logan Thompson made spectacular saves. You know, the six save he made in the first period, at the end of the period. Yep. Like, he made spectacular saves, but he gave up two bad goals. That was the difference in the game.
It really was. And obviously, this is one where history, typically in sports, doesn't tell a story, because when you're trying to do quick reference points, you look back to a certain year and see what happened and you go, my goodness, how did Logan Thompson ever lose with those numbers in the playoffs? Well, you got to then look at the highlights, because there were some tough moments for a guy whose numbers look really good, just like they did during the regular season. But, oh, shocker, when your team doesn't score 3 to 4 goals per game for you, like the regular season, it makes it that much harder to win. And you end up 5-5 this postseason, which is not what the expectation was this year and or moving forward now that he goes into his extension. But to go to Carolina, they're fully deserving of more attention here as they're the winners in all of this. I mean, Gostisbehere, Hall, Stankoven, Blake, Roslovic, Robinson, Walker, Jankowski, who's injured, has only played 3 games so far. Mm-hmm. Will Carrier, who, again, doesn't get any mention in any of this, right? No points through 10 games, missed half the season due to injury. He's not going to come out of the lineup. He plays 11 and a half minutes a game and does so as effectively. I wouldn't say quietly, because anybody on the wrong side of Carrier doesn't feel that it's quiet. But you know what? Like, Marty, that's a long list of names to insert into a perennial playoff team.
Yeah, it's a long list of names and their balance. So every player, all 18 skaters, played at least 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Like, you don't see that often, especially in the playoffs. And, you know, you kind of are going to go 3 lines, and then maybe you're going to have 3 lines plus 1, and somebody's going to play 6 minutes. Somebody's going to play 7 minutes, even on the back end. Look, Nikishin played 10 and a half. Mm-hmm. Eric Robinson played 10 and a half. Jesperi Kotkaniemi played 10-22. Mm-hmm. Those were the 3 lowest numbers. But you also don't see anybody playing 25, 26, 27. Mm-hmm. Walker and Slavin, 23 minutes. That's the most on the back end.
Yeah.
And by the way, Spencer Carberry, when talking about Jacob Slavin, he says, I don't understand how this guy is not a Norris finalist every year.
He is one heck of a though.
Huh?
He had a huge gaffe last year.
Yes. Night. Yeah, but I mean, do you think McCarr and Hughes don't make gaffes? Yes, they do. I think it's
hilarious, because he's like a plane flying with the banner behind him now.
Yeah.
Best defensive defenseman in the United. Like, it circles overhead of every NHL arena. No commentator can resist the urge to attach it when talking about Slavin. So I laugh.
And when the coach brings it up, it's significant too. I know. Like, Spencer Carberry understands the game, and he's so good at making sure that he communicates some of the things that he wants to talk about. And he just was like, look, this is great. So now what we got on social media yesterday is a bunch of people jumping on that bandwagon and saying, oh, I had him 5th in my voting for the Norris this year. I'm like, you took an opportunity to jump in there because Spencer Carberry said it. But if Spencer Carberry says, oh man, that Slavin guy is overrated,
exactly,
nobody would have said anything.
Yep, 100%. So we'll talk more about the Canes and their success and Freddie Anderson and what he's done so far with Shayna Goldman, our Friday staple. That's at the bottom of the hour. Obviously want to get into what else happened last night. But I feel like we could do that with Shayna. I do want to put a significant emphasis here on Friday night, Blue Cross Arena, big night in Rochester. This is a huge, huge, huge game against Laval. Mm-hmm. It's game 2. It's only a 5-game series. They need to get the win tonight to get things even. Head coach Michael Leone addressing the media this morning.
We need Dev to play good. Like, anytime he's given up, I guess you would say, more goals than he's used to giving up, he's always responded. But I think it's about the other 5 guys on the ice. We got to defend well. You look at the first goal, turnover, they got a couple slot chances, those things. It's more the team. Like, if we're playing good, Dev's seen about 4 or 5 grade A's a game, like in the Syracuse series. Played well, but every game we played in that series, the expected goals for was under 1.5 for a 5-on-5 play. Dev's going to stop most of those shots. What happened last game, the opportunities that we gave up were off of mistakes, slot chances. So that's on the guys. Our team defense, when we're good, Dev's going to see about 4 or 5 that he's got to make, like every team gets. But, like, it's got – the other guys, we got to do a better job cleaning up that stuff.
And you have to control what you do. But there's a reality, yes, Marty, that you can impartially speak of here. And that is, you are going against the best team in the American Hockey League this season. Mm-hmm. One that has defeated you 7 of 9 times. And you talk about series and familiarity and, you know, matchups and all of that. Like, who benefits after a game one? Laval? Because they just go, ah, we did it again. Like, I know we were neck and neck, and at one point during the season, we were actually trailing Rochester for top spot in the division, but we are the Kings right now of this division and this league, and we believe that we have the depth all the way through the lineup to just keep doing it and even switch goaltenders tonight in the process.
You're doing a goalie rotation. So the first two games of the series in the first round, well, second round, Laval didn't have Caden Primo. He was up in Montreal backing up Jakub Dobesh. So Fowler played the first two games. As soon as Primo came back, he played game three, lost. They went to Fowler game 4-1. Start game one, Primo. Game two now is Fowler. It looks like they're doing a rotation. Why? Because they're really comfortable. Yeah. Laval is comfortable with where they are and their team and their two goalies, which I'm not saying that's a bad thing, but if you're Rochester and you're looking up, you're like, we better be good. Better be good, because that team is full of confidence on the other side. They showed it in the game one. They were down 3-2. They came back. We tied it. They didn't stop. They played with a ton of confidence. You know, the great Brudini, who listens to the show all the time, actually made a comment. He said he felt like Laval bullied Rochester a little bit physically because he was watching the game, right? He was at the game. So that's how confident Laval's not a big team. I don't think they're a big team, but they have a couple of guys that have size.
You know, they're the most penalized team in the American Hockey League?
Yeah, they play with an edge. That's what they do. They play with an edge. There's their captain, what's his name? Condonto or whatever. Like, what's his, I'm butchering his name, but anyway. Like, he plays with an edge. I know. I'm putting you on the spot. That's the, like, you know.
I'm busy looking at other things right now.
Low-hanging fruits here, but they play with an edge, and that's what they've done all season long. They're not huge, but they play, so you got to respond. But that's how confident Laval is. And if you're Rochester, you're going to have to push a little bit. You're going to have to win that one-on-one battle. And Michael Leone talks about turnovers that led to goals. Mm-hmm. Well, that's what Laval does. They put you in a bad position, and then all of a sudden you turn the puck over. You're going to have a little bit more in your game to be able to battle that and gain that confidence that you can go in and win 3 of the next 4, because that's what Rochester has to do.
So the reason you threw me is because, you know, I'm not a big captain guy anymore. Yeah. And so I'm like, and obviously I should know this stuff, but it's not something that I pay particular attention to. So when you were referencing Lucas Condotta, I'm surprised that you're saying that he's the captain. Like, but I get it. I mean, he's played 200 games in the AHL, and it's just hard because there are kind of more familiar names that we know. But that's the beauty of Laval. Like, they have it. Like, that's obvious when they win the regular season the way they did.
They have AHL it. They have guys that have been great in the AHL and continue to be great.
So it's interesting you say it that way.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities. and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
More because of what we focus on here and the player development slash transition from Rochester to Buffalo and all the first round picks we often speak of. Or like Montreal has obviously brought in youth
yes.
at the highest level and growing pains for sure. Slefkovský among them, right? But I feel like you might be underselling Laval a little bit here because what like Montreal has been out of the mix too. So they've been acquiring some pretty high end draft picks.
And but they don't have Lane Hudson and they don't have Keaton Gooley and they don't have like, but yeah. they have Mayu and Reinbacher. Why? Because while you still have a lot of young players that you can insert in and prospect and say they are going to have, but you look at, you know, they have Laurent Dauphin and it's like, oh, well, could he play in the NHL? No, he's an AHL guy. And they have Josh Waugh, who's played in the NHL, but he's more of an AHL guy. And Barry Boulay, who was with Tampa, he was the guy that everybody talked about in the AHL, saying he's the next that should make the step to the NHL. He would be put on waivers, be picked up, and whatever. Mm-hmm. But he's not gotten there. So he's a strong AHL guy. So for my time with Rochester, we had the Dean Sylvester, the Mike Hurlbut, the Dominic Pettis, right? Like the Denny Hamel. We had those guys that were fantastic AHL player. And that's why we had that edge. We had that edge. Was there some prospect, NHL prospect on the team? Absolutely. Some guys that played long time in the NHL. Even before me, winning the Calder Cup in 95. Mm-hmm. No, 96 for Rochester. They had the Wayne Primeau and Curtis Brown, whatever, but they had the Dane Jacksons and the, you know, well, I don't think Hudo was there then, but anyway, they had guys.
But I think that's why we like Rochester this year too. Because,
exactly. They have those guys.
Yeah. So I'm what's your who is if there's one thing, like your key to tonight, if you will. And obviously we'll try to keep it on the Rochester side of the ledger.
No, I'll keep it on Rochester. I think Devin Levi is a key. And look, was it on him game one? No, but you still gave up five. And there was some puck management and all of that. But throughout the season, the Amherst have had that type of team that, well, they've always had Levi to pick you back up and to make that save. And I think Laval got to him. There were some screens. There were some plays. They got to the front of the net. So I think Levi is going to be a really big point of emphasis. And then I look to your forwards. You did score four goals last game, and you were able to get yourself in the lead and then tied in the third period. Mm-hmm. But your top guys, the guys that Kulik, Roseanne, Oslin, like they are going to have one of those top games where they dominate. And it doesn't have to be on the score sheet. Like if they, like Kulik had two assists, great. You have 2 points. Maybe he only has a point, an assist or a goal in this game tonight. But does he generate the chances? Does he have puck possession? Is he, like that's the type of game I want him to have in this one.
Well, I think, and if it does line up the way I'm anticipating with Oslin, with Kulik and Roseanne, which was an in-game adjustment, this speaks big in many ways. Urgency, what the coach saw as far as exactly what you're talking about, and not that they should require it, but whatever. I mean, it's small sample sizes. It's like, if I'm going to lean on Kulik and Roseanne, I'm going to try to make them the best versions of themselves, and Oslin makes them that right now. Right. And you could say it then takes away potentially from other areas. But if Mason Yops and Brett Murray and Lucas Rusek together can't do exactly what you were talking about with Laval and what they have across the board as experienced difference makers in the American Hockey League, then that's on them. They have to be able to do that. Yops is captain now. And Murray's been, you know, riding a career year. And
Rusek is the type of guy. And sorry, Lucas, but You may not be an NHL guy. You may not be an NHL regular guy, but you could be an AHL top guy, like a guy that you're being trusted, that will be the veteran that will lead the way. And that line has to be able to do what the veterans for Laval have been able to do. That has to be the counterpart. It doesn't have to be 100%. 5 points, but it has to be taking over the game type of performance.
And if Konsta Hellenius can continue his production, but do so on a line with Kozak, who, again, needs to garner a lot of the spotlight here. Mm-hmm. This is actually like a perfect situation for Tyson Kozak to show why he got the NHL time and why you should still be entertaining the idea of becoming a full-time NHLer. And to have Wahlberg on the other side, that gives you the size. Hellenius, we've already talked about a number of times how the coach loves that when there's more confrontation, he plays better. So I think this line in particular should be even more fun to watch for people that hopefully make their way down to the block party starting at 4 o'clock in Rochester, weather permitting, and get in there for game two at Blue Cross Arena tonight. I'm super excited. Like, these games have been so close, so dramatic this year, and game one was no exception. So why wouldn't it be that perfect Friday night drama tonight?
And look, block party starts at 4, as you said, 4 to 7, games at 7:05, puck drop, doors open at 5:45. If you're going to go to the game, it's Friday, hopefully weather's going to be great, go enjoy the block party, go in for warm-up, make warm-up loud. Like, I remember going in the Roch in the playoffs, and warm-up was loud, and I loved it, the energy was going. Like, this is the last game at home in this series. Make it where it is going to be a hard place for Laval to play in. We know that going to Laval is going to be loud in Laval for the last potentially three games of the series. They have a great building over there. Mm-hmm. Let's have everybody in there for warm up and be loud at 6:30 when the boys get on the ice.
All right. Again, that one tonight, Flow Hockey AHL TV. If you can't make it to Blue Cross Arena, but here, like, in our backyard, the Bandits tonight. I mean, I just don't want people to ever underestimate how great this run has been for this Bandits team. To be in a finals for 5 straight years and have an opportunity for a three-peat beginning tonight against Saskatchewan. I get giddy about this. Like, I'm as curious today about individual player statistics in season and career wise about the National Lacrosse League as I am the National Hockey League. That's just how I'm wired. So I can't help but just like ooze orange in Bandit Land and around it tonight.
Yeah. By the way, I get it. You know, that Saskatchewan goalie, Frank Sigliano, pretty good. He won goalie of the year. But how did Matt Vince not win goalie of the year? Like, he is dominant in that. And I want him to play with a chip on his shoulder today and be like, you know what? Let me show you how it's done, buddy.
His shoulders are big enough.
It is big enough. Come on. I mean, he's been awesome in the playoffs. So, I mean, but how did he not win goalie of the year again in the NLL this year?
There's probably a limit. Right. Like, they started not giving it to Gretzky after a while. Right.
Oh, my God.
You know,
yes,
honestly,
I know.
Like, it's a thing. I don't know who pushes the narrative for this thing, but I feel like historically in all sports, it's like, okay, we know who the best is, but we kind of need to spread this around a little bit. So Matt will be fine with another title.
I know, but I'm the one that needs to be pushing the let's go. Like, he deserved it. He should have won it. Yeah. And now you're facing the guy that won it. Let's go.
Party in the Plaza, of course, leading in tonight. And of course, we've been telling you all week that we want to see you embracing your Bandit Land fan frenzy in preparation for all of this. So you go to bandits.com/frenzy. And what we're looking for you to do, just show yourself off how you're getting ready color-wise, enthusiasm-wise, for the finals, which begins tonight at 7:30 at KeyBank Center. So send in a photo, again, bandits.com/frenzy, and there's an opportunity for you to have the chance to win an exclusive experience this offseason, including a player appearance. It's Buffalo, Saskatchewan, 7:30 tonight. This is Sabres Live. Shana Goldman coming up.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.